Hey everyone, C-Note here, and welcome to Dopamine, the show that is like the weather. Sometimes your best friend, sometimes your worst enemy. Today on the show, we're talking about small talk. I think small talk is incredibly important for us to navigate society socially, and sometimes with mental health, being able to use small talk as a way to not deflect, but to just kind of take the focus off of the deep emptiness of what it is that we're dealing with and kind of bring ourselves into a sense of reality and just having conversations with people. But I think for the most part, small talk is typically a means for people to kind of tune to each other and check things out and see if someone is safe. And basically we talk about the purpose of small talk and give a little bit of practical advice for what you can do to engage with small talk a little bit more efficiently and effectively, because I think many of us are turned off by the concept of it, and it's incredibly, incredibly important to learn this skill, even if you hate it and you don't enjoy it. But typically people don't enjoy it because they don't know how to do it. So once you learn how to small talk a little bit better and understand its purpose, you will more likely be able to use it use it more effectively. Essentially. So this is also the first episode that I'm putting on YouTube. Actually, not the first. It's been a while, but I'm sort of relaunching a YouTube component of the show to kind of reach a wider audience and see how that goes. So let's, which is funny because like just not long ago, I was like, hey, maybe I should just do once a week, which might be the thing. I might do once a week, but YouTube and audio, right? So I'm still not sure yet. Let me know what you feel about that. But for the most part, I'm gonna see how this goes. So let's talk a little bit about small talk today on Dopamine. Let's go. Drums, please. All right. Hi, everyone. How you doing? Good to see you. I'm here on the video version, and I'm going to play with doing a little bit of video and getting this up on YouTube and just trying to spread the word about the podcast and such. So we're, you know, for those of you watching on the video, just waving, saying hello, good to see you. And those of you listening on the audio, thank you as always for being here. Just a reminder, well, no, not really, because it's over, but the Boss Project Summit, by now it's over. I hope you guys have gotten a chance to go check that out. If you picked up a pre-party pass, that would be rad. Let me know if you got a chance to watch the keynotes. I did a keynote on branding, and you know, if you missed all of that, you can go to my course bit.ly/brandblaster, and that's a branding course that is an extension of everything that was in that keynote thing. So go check that out if you don't mind. That would be amazing. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about small talk and really the power of it, because small talk is kind of an incredible thing that we don't talk about enough. You know, there's a lot of common annoyance of small talk, right? Like, especially for intuitive types, like we just don't want to talk about the weather all the time. People want to have deep connections. We want to be able to, connect with people. And I think that's the human experience, right? We want to have some sense of connection. Sometimes for people, that sense of connection is through small talk, and In this case, in most cases, it's small talk is in service of connecting to someone, right? Whether it is to eventually get to a deep conversation or to be okay with that shallow, quote unquote, level of conversation where you just talk about the weather, you just talk about what's going on in your lives, you just talk about the day-to-day things. And then there are other people that want to get into deep stuff. But small talk is essentially a way of getting to that. So I think it's important for people to start thinking about small talk as a tool, as opposed to something that is annoying and just kind of in the way, right? It's an obstacle. And I don't think we should look at it as a negative obstacle. I think it's an appropriate defense mechanism that people use to make sure that they're, you know, vetting the right people and sharing the right things with the right people and knowing that they can trust people with what they're going to share with others, right? I mean, I don't want to just talk to anyone. I have a ton of boundaries, and I'm pretty good at small talk. I can I can sell things. I can go to events. I can keep up with small talk kind of conversation, day to day type of conversation. But I also very much enjoy the deep depths of intense, you know, life conversation about the universe and holistic things and, you know, the nature of stuff and philosophical things. Like, I love getting to that stuff. But I know to get to that stuff, I need to qualify people, essentially, to be able to get to the place where I understand if this person is going to, A, be interested in this. I was about to say keep up, but it's not about that. You know, it's about interest. You know, somebody might not be interested in talking about that stuff. They might not care. And it's not that there's anything wrong with them. There's nothing wrong with you. It's just connection points, right? Some people will connect on certain levels and other people will not connect on other levels. And I think what's important for anyone's personal development, including my own and where I'm kind of at, is trying to learn how to adjust to where people are at instead of trying to get people to formulate and adjust to where you are, right? Setting boundaries is all about setting boundaries based on what is going on in your life and not necessarily trying to set boundaries against what people are doing with their lives, right? So it's about making sure that you're protecting yourself from the toxic behaviors that someone maybe has because they haven't developed themselves yet in ways that are helpful to them in their own personal growth, but making sure that that doesn't bleed into you. That's what boundaries are, essentially. And sometimes small talk is another boundary, another way of making sure that someone is willing to share certain things, that someone is willing to get to a place that feels naturally good to them, right? So that could be a challenge, because sometimes you just want to get to the meat of stuff. Like, maybe you've gotten into situations in your life where you're so used to having all sorts of small talk with people, and you immediately jump into a small talk situation with someone thinking that it's going to be okay to just do that, and usually it's not. It can come off as very intrusive. It can be just too much for someone, right? And sometimes people do want to just talk about the weather and find the connection points, navigate the conversation to something that is a little bit more meaningful. And I find that a lot of the times people use small talk again as like a defense mechanism or a way to, like, people sometimes don't know how to navigate small talk is what I'm trying to say. And that small talk can be meant to be in service of connecting with someone, trying to find a way to get closer to the people in their lives, right? And sometimes that small talk is sometimes someone has something to say, right? Like they have things. Most people have things that they want to get off their chest. They have stuff that they want to relate to someone on or with, rather. And they just don't know if this person's going to be willing to hear their stuff, or if, you know, if they have open forum to say what they need to say, if they're going to be judged for what they have to say. Like, there are a lot of little things to navigate when it comes to small talk, right? It's not just someone preferring to talk about the weather, though there are people that exist like that, and there's nothing wrong with them. But sometimes talking about the weather or what's going on in the news or what's going on in day-to-day life is a means of getting to that place, to that personal place that someone wants to get to when they're sharing something about themselves, right? Like, that's how I feel. I feel like I use small talk as a tool to find out what is really going on in someone's life and what's going on in my life, to be able to drill in and drill down and figure out what is going on with each other, to kind of help each other grow, because that's where the connection points happen, right? And, you know, again, human beings, we're just trying to get to some sort of connection point. I know for me, you know, I've had an issue with small talk most of my life. I just didn't see the value in it other than just selling stuff, right? I mean, to sell something at an event or in any other venue, to connect with someone with a purpose, you know, it's been easy for me to formulate those skills. But it's tricky to formulate those skills and then mix it with your humanity, right? Being a person, being a personality, because otherwise you can learn all of the skills of trying to be like a salesperson, but then you become like that annoying mall kiosk guy that nobody likes, right? You become quote unquote fake. And, you know, I understand the concept of fake it till you make it, and certainly you have to learn the skills and emulate the skills in order to get to a place that where you can start to add your personality into it. But it's a challenge to get there, right? Some people are quote unquote naturally authentic and others are not. But even if the people who are naturally authentic don't necessarily know how to connect that to a sales conversation, or don't know how to connect that to a deeper human connection conversation, right? Like there's one, you can be yourself unabashedly, but sometimes that eliminates so many people that you don't have any real genuine connections with anyone, right? So at some point you have to find out some level of adjustment to be able to connect with people. And that's really what small talk is. Small talk is like kind of like a fine tuning to each other, right? It's kind of a weird physical hand motion. small talk is like a tuning fork to one another, you know, not to get into any kind of weird spiritual frequencies and connections and vibrations and stuff. I mean, if that helps you to understand that concept, then think about it that way. I don't think that way, but I know some people do. So if it helps you to find that, to find that understanding through that, then by all means, go ahead. But the point is that connection is what a lot of people crave in some shape or form. Regardless of how introverted you are and how long you can stay by yourself, eventually you're gonna need to crave people of some sort, right? Even if it's just one other person in your life, you're gonna be craving that. So it's a challenge to satiate that. It's a challenge to find the right people who satiate that. And some of us have higher sets of boundaries than others. Some people have higher requirements. Some people have looser requirements. Some people can just go right in and say, you know, ridiculous things, really straightforward, unabashed, unworried things, and feel like they're making a connection with someone. But that's not always the case either, right? So it really depends on your personality. It depends on the connections that you have and the places that you're going to speak to someone about this stuff too, right? So I find that it's, again, thinking about small talk as like a tuning fork, as a connection point, a way to make connections, and then think of it as a tool, you know, literally thinking it as a physical tuning fork or some sort of tool to help you connect with people. And it's something that you can develop. It's a skill that you can work on. You can talk to people, you can practice it. There are resources online for how to practice small talk, how to think of what questions you can ask someone, you know. Sometimes, you know, for me, if I can give you kind of a practical thing, if you don't know someone and you don't even know where to start, one of the nicest and most vaguest questions you can ask that actually gets you some sort of response is, what's your story? You know, and it's open to interpretation. And that's the nice thing. So they can say, like, they can go through their career journey, they can go through their personal journey, you give them the floor, right? You're not restricting them to a yes or no answer or a specific statement. You know, like if you show up to someone and say, like, you know, oh, how's the weather? And then they're like, or, you know, the weather's crazy, isn't it? They'll be like, yep. And that's it. or maybe they'll be like, yep, yeah, it's supposed to get warmer next week. And it kind of ends the conversation, right? But if you ask someone, like, you know, what's your story? What's your deal? What's the, you know, tell me a little bit about yourself. You know, I like the what's your story because it's a question and it shows interest. And that's really the thing, right? Small talk is a way of showing someone that you're interested in them. And that's where the connection point starts, right? So, what's your story? You know, well, you know, I've been a multimedia designer since I was 14 years old. This is something I've been doing for a very long time. I love what I do. Bit of a sales guy. I'm an INTP. You know, it gives them room to just kind of talk about all the things that they know about themselves. It's not exclusive to job or education or personality type or career or mental health or, you know, what even you're there for the event or the weather or where you live or your origin. You know, it's like, what is your origin story, right? That's another way you can put it too. If you're really interested in someone's specific story, you can, what's your origin story? Tell me that, you know? And it's kind of just, I don't know. It shows a little bit of your personality too. If you're using origin story, you think about it as like a comic book thing and you're like, oh, you're a comic book person, right? And usually at some point, in small talk, you hit something, right? You're having a conversation with someone, and then you eventually hit on something. Someone mentions RoboCop, and you're like, oh, I loved RoboCop. That new one wasn't great, but like the old ones, I loved it. I got a great nostalgia for it or something, right? Or someone talks about comic books, or you talk about improv, or you talk about baseball, or you talk about football, or something that you have a common interest in, and then it just sparks a whole thing. And you know, it's interesting though, like you hit that point, And then like everyone loosens up and they become alive. And suddenly you're just like, ah, we're the bestest of friends. It's amazing. And you know, it's amazing how you can go from just like small talk, regular conversation to just like, oh, this is the greatest thing in the world, right? And it's amazing how many times that happens with someone that you might not necessarily expect that to happen with. Whether it's like, you know, you're making a physical judgment, because we do that. Let's not pretend we don't do that. We do that. Whether it's a physical judgment or judgment based on like loose information that you gathered about the person before you met them, or the way that they speak, or anything like that, or just basic information about like someone, you know, maybe someone says that they're like, you know, I'm in finance, and that's not something that I would ever personally connect with. I'm not a finance person. I'm not even that great with my finances. But at some point in the conversation, it leads to an interesting factoid or a documentary, or you talk about Hasan Minhaj's new show, Hasan Minhaj. I'm trying to say his name correctly, but you know, that's why he's rebranded that name. And you know, either way, it's just like there are a multitude of connection points that you can have with people, and small talk is a way of testing testing each other and really tuning to each other's, you know, connection levels, right? So that's really the main purpose of small talk. So that's why I wanted to do this episode, because I think it's an incredibly useful tool. And if you're dealing with mental health issues, like sometimes it's helpful to have someone else talk about their story, right? Because we're so focused on ourselves when we're dealing with mental health issues. Like if I'm feeling depressed, like I'm already in my head a million times. And then for someone to say like, you know, tell me what's going on, and I have to talk about it more, like sometimes I don't want to talk about it more, right? So learning the tools to be able to get someone else to talk about their stuff, or whether it's like, you know, real life things, like in terms of, you know, something they're worried about, or versus, you know, maybe it's just another small talky kind of thing, or you end up talking about comic books or nerdy things and you're not talking about your depression at all. Like that's totally fine also. You know, sometimes it feels good to be able to have those regular conversations, because you're usually, when we're in some sort of depression, like our brain ends up looping in some way, shape or form, right? We get caught in this loop of suicidal ideation, or get caught in a loop of feeling bad about ourselves in some sort of way, or really feeling like this neutral point. And it takes extra effort to get above that neutral point. And having other people in our lives, whether it's through small talk or just having conversations about, you know, what's going on in like stand-up comedy circles or like a joke or something, like can help move that needle forward. So I think it's important for us to consider that small talk as a tool is a great way for us to connect with people, even when we're at our lowest point. So it's been incredibly helpful for me, and hopefully it helps you as well. So certainly go ahead and do some research. I think in the future, I'll try to find some specific things that I can pull and put into an episode that will give you some tangible advice as to, like, you know, tools for to learn the skills of small talking. And, you know, for now, just like, what's your story? Or like, ask a simple childhood question. Like, what is your favorite color? You know, do you watch comic book movies? Do you like comic books? You know, do you go to comic book stores? Do you collect Funko Pops? Like, I don't know, anything. I don't know. Ask questions as if you were a child, right? Because kids do that all the time. And that's how kids make friends a lot easier than adults, because at some point we forget how to do that. Or we think it's silly to do that, or we think we're being judged for doing that. Stop it. Get out of your own head. Don't judge yourself, you know, because you're probably judging yourself more than any other person would judge you. And if someone thinks you're weird for asking a question like that, then they do not qualify, basically. And you move on to the next conversation, right? Like you don't owe anyone your attention, right? You don't owe anyone the attention that you're not willing to give someone. So like if you're in a place that is like, you're trying to meet new people, you're trying to connect with someone, you just go up to a random group of people and you start talking to them, if you're that type of person, and they make a comment about how something you said is weird or whatever, you don't owe them any continued attention, right? And again, that is another aspect of small talk. It's about qualifying and disqualifying people. And it's not being rude to them or whatever, but if they're rude to you, then okay, great. That means we don't fit. We need to move on, right? Because there are gonna be people in the world that don't like you, That's just what's going to happen. And the quicker that you can come to terms with that, the quicker you can move on and find the actual right people in your life that are going to be good for you and your growth as a person. So, okay, that's it. I'm wrapping this up. I got other things to do. I got to edit this and put this up. So thank you guys for being here. I appreciate you guys. If you want to go to bit.ly/brandblaster and sign up for my brand blaster course, it's a pre-order until the end of the year. It's $29 until the end of the year, and then it's going to go up to $79. So it's completely everything you need to know about branding from start to finish. Go check that out. And dopamine.life to subscribe to the podcast episodes and like and review. Leave a comment if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, and let me know what you thought of this episode. If you have any comments, what are some of the tools that you use when engaging people in small talk? And what are your current opinions about small talk? And has any of this conversation helped change your opinion about small talk? Because I essentially feel like we should remove that negative aspect of small talk, like, ugh, it's exhausting, I don't want to do it. Well, if you want to have friends, if you want to have people to connect with, if you want to sell people things, if you want to have anyone in your life, if you want to find a partner, if you want to have your parents respect you, you're going to have to find a way to have small talk conversations beyond just trying to drill into the deep stuff all the time. And it's good for your own sanity as well. I think getting into too much depth can be you run out of breath after a while. So let me know what you think about all that. Thanks for listening to Dopamine. I appreciate you guys. Take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll catch you next time on Dopamine. Later. Hey, you beautiful human. Thanks for listening to Dopamine and providing your support for this show. I really, really appreciate it. If you really love this show, leave a review on iTunes and Stitcher to show some love for the podcast. You can also check out cnote.media to check out my work and my courses. But with that, we'll catch you next time. See you guys later.